Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr, 12:50 a.m. The Fan. Time now for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout at 55 past the hour. Let's check in with our guy Andy Herman from the Pack-A-Day podcast. And of course, anytime we do a Milwaukee Sports Timeout, it's brought to you by our fine folks over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Andy, Matt LaFleur said coming out of this bye week, they have to find their offensive identity, and you being the king as you are of Packers media and podcasting, tell us, what do you think this Packers identity should look like?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Thanks so much for the kind words. I think it has to start with Aaron Jones and running the football in some capacity. You can tell how, you know, just kind of disappointed that Matt LaFleur was, and I'm sure it really messed up the game plan this past week when Aaron Jones wasn't able to go. The same token, you had him against the Lions early and probably on some sort of snap count, but we didn't see him until it was 24-3 in favor of the Lions. So I think, first of all, you have to get him involved. And I don't even care necessarily if it is just running the football. There's a lot of ways to get Aaron Jones involved that isn't just handing it off and playing, you know, split zone, wide zone, whatever you want to run. Because we saw some of that with A.J. Dillon, where there's four Raiders just waiting for him. If the game plan is just to make have Aaron Jones, you know, beat four defenders that are in the backfield, it's probably not going to go very well. I think attention to detail has to be there. I think this is a team that has to figure out a way to block better, play with better fundamentals and attention to detail. This is a young team. We kind of knew what we signed up for, but you got to start by featuring Aaron Jones, having a better running game, and then letting the play action and Jordan Love cook a little bit off of that.
Follow Andy Herman on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. Of course, you can follow the Pack-A-Day podcast on Twitter as well, as we broadcast here from the Wendy's studios. Make sure to try out the new Pumpkin Spice Frosty for a limited time. Whether you're lost in a corn maze, your team's in overtime with 4 seconds to make a touchdown, or just enjoying the fall weather, you know what would make it better? A Pumpkin Spice Frosty. Again, for a limited time only. They're delicious. I love them. Let's talk about the Packers offensive line now, Andy, and tell me, what would be your ideal offensive line coming out of the bye week?
I've gone so many times back and forth on this because, quite frankly, I don't think there's a great option. I don't think there's a perfect option. I think you want to kind of start with what's going well. I don't think you want to move Zach Tom. I think he's playing really good football at right tackle. He's a second-year player that's just kind of finding his groove. I know the last couple of weeks haven't been quite as great, partly due to playing Aiden Hutchinson and Max Crosby in back-to-back weeks and him being a little bit banged up from that injury. I just think he has the potential to be a really great long-term right tackle, and I'd be very hesitant to move him. At the same token, you're starting to get to the point of like, hey, we just kind of need to throw some things out there and see what sticks. So if you need to move him, I understand it. Like right now, Zach Tom's kind of the only one I really trust to a great capacity. Even Elgton Jenkins hasn't played to his normal level when he's been in and healthy this season. So I think you want to start with Elgton Jenkins and Zach Tom, figure out where they can be successful. And then you probably just need to start trying some things. Josh Myers, not playing great football. John Runyon Jr. might quietly be the most disappointing player on this team so far this season. This is a player who is in a contract year, who I thought had the potential to go out and play at an extremely high level, go get himself a really great contract in the offseason. He's had a very poor season so far, maybe partially due to the ankle injury the past couple weeks, but wasn't great before that either. And then, as you mentioned, Rashid Walker's been a disappointment at left tackle since coming in as well. They could try Yosh Nijman. They could try Sean Ryan. They could try players in different spots. It's probably time just to start trying some things, see what works, and if it doesn't, try something else.
Realistically, and I've been saying this on the Curt and Long podcast, offensive tackle has to be the first-round pick next year if there's one there, and there should be several there in the first round.
It's so funny. I've been asked this a couple times. I think it's clearly priority 1A next offseason. However, let me say that. It's priority 1B. Priority 1A is literally best player available, and it's lame. It's cliche. I get it. But this is not a team that has the ability to – yeah, I know. But this is not a team that has the ability to thumb its nose at the best player, because this team just needs pure, raw, unadulterated talent. They need, like, playmakers. They need high-end talent. And if – like, they can't say, like, you know, we really need an offensive tackle so we can overlook one of the best defensive tackles or edge players or who at corner, whatever it is in the draft. They have to just find somebody that can play at a very high level, that can come in and contribute right away. That's what they need. So, yes, would it be ideal if that was a left tackle or an offensive lineman? 1,000,000%. It's their biggest need right now. But this team can't, you know, poo-poo anything that looks really great on paper right now.
And that's why you and I are different people, because to hell with all that best player available stuff. I want two offensive tackles, and I think I want multiple running backs as well, because the future of that running back position is not very bright if Aaron Jones is not back on this team next year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's totally fair. And again, I get, like, offensive line should be a super high priority. A lot of people have been talking about Matt LaFleur, the play caller, and, you know, he's not doing a great job as a play caller. And it's really tough when your offensive line can't generate anything in the running game. And, whether it's Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon, yes, I think Jones is going to help, but you're not getting any movement on the offensive line. It makes it really, really tough. And then all of a sudden, we've seen the past 2 weeks, teams not biting on play action. What does that lead to? Linebackers dropping in zones where Jordan Love thinks there's going to be a clean alley, and there's not. There's a defender sitting right there because they're not biting on the play action. Also then, all right, what do you want to do? Well, we need to get the defense spread out a little bit, so we're going to start taking some shots downfield. They've been extremely inefficient taking shots downfield and can't connect on deep passes. And it just all goes hand in hand. You need better offensive line so you can run the ball. You can run the ball, you can get play action. Play action is going to lead to better deep shots. Better deep shots going to back up the safeties and open up the middle of the field. But you got to eat your vegetables first. This is a Packers team that, quite frankly, in the Matt LaFleur era, both on offense and on defense, isn't a great eat-your-vegetables team. They don't like running the ball to set up everything else. They don't like stopping the run to get into those third and long and sexy blitzing situations. So this is a team that needs to do a much better job of the fundamentals and eating their vegetables.
My issue with people going after LaFleur for play calling, and I'm not saying he's perfect by any stretch and he's had his issues, but at the same time, do we all know if the wide receivers are running the right routes or not? I mean, I watch JT O'Sullivan, the videos that he puts out on Jordan Love every week, and just go back and watch the one from this week, and the routes that they're running, he's like, well, this is clearly not run right, and he's circling. I mean, that's the other thing that we don't know. Like, how many of these plays are actually being run correctly as far as guys being in the correct spaces?
There are a handful of plays on tape this week where there are multiple wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, whatever it might be, in the exact same spot on the field.
Yep.
And you know that that's not being run the correct way. That's not how it's drawn up in any way, shape, or form. So, yeah, I think there is something to that. I think this is a team. Like I said, Matt LaFleur, the play caller, is being a little bit undercut by Matt LaFleur, the coach, right now. All of that stuff where it's attention to detail, that you got to make sure that guys are in the right spots. You're having motions behind the line that are not, like, run the right way. That two-point conversion against the Saints that ended up being a win, that snap almost hits Jaden Reed because Jaden Reed and the entire offense isn't on the same page with the motion. That almost blows up that game. So it just needs to be much better all the way around.
What about all the Joe Barry hate? I thought they should have let go of Joe Barry last year. Fine. But this last game, I don't think that's on Joe Barry. You held Davante Adams to one target for, what, 3.5 quarters, 17 points. And I agree with LaFleur. You should be able to win if the other team scores 17 points. I don't put nearly as much blame on that game on Joe Barry like everybody else.
I'm in the same way, and I know I've been now, like, kind of labeled like a Joe Barry supporter. I'm with you. I would have moved on in the offseason. I would have gone in a different direction. I don't think this is a great defense by any means. They've been buoyed by the fact that they've played some pretty bad offenses and even sometimes with some backup quarterbacks when Jameis Winston comes in. But this is a defense that on paper right now should be 3-2 just on the defense's performance alone. They should have won that game in Chicago. That was 14 points until they allowed 6 in garbage time. That didn't matter at all. It's 10 points against the Saints because one of those is a punt return for a touchdown. And then really 14 points this week, because the 3 points that were generated off the field goal were based off of a Jordan Love turnover that's inside the 10-yard line. Not to mention that the touchdown drive for the offense was like set up by a Rudy Ford interception. The defense in this one and a couple other games should have this team at 3-2. Again, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying it's passive or whatever, but it's probably the least of Green Bay's problems right now, which is probably telling you all you need to know of where Green Bay's at a team right now.
He is Andy Herman, Peckaday Podcast. Follow him on Twitter as well at Andy Herman NFL. And of course, check out the Peckaday Podcast. And it's called the Peckaday Podcast because it's every single day. And of course, check him out at the Packer Report too. Andy, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it. Let's talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.